October 30th, 1985. The impossible happens once to each of us. For me, it was near Halloween in 1985, at my home in Patchen Place. Even New Yorkers find it hard to spot. A little alley west of 6th Avenue, where the city tilts drunkenly into an 18th-century pattern, allowing for such fanciful moments as West 4th, crossing West 8th, and Waverly Place, crossing itself. There is West 12th and Little West 12th. There is Greenwich Street and Greenwich Avenue, the last of which takes a diagonal route along the old Indian Trail. If any ghosts still walk there carrying their corn, no one sees them. Or perhaps they are unrecognizable among the freaks and tourists out at all hours, drunk and laughing by my doorstep. They say the tourists are ruining everything. They say they have always said that. But I will tell you, stand on West 10th, where it meets 6th Avenue, in the turreted shadow of the old Jefferson Market Courthouse with its tall tower. Turn until you see a set of iron gates, so easy to miss. Peer through the bars, and there, no more than half a city block, lined with thin maples, dead-ending half a dozen doorways down, nothing glamorous, just a little broken alley of brick three-story apartment buildings, built long ago to house the Basque waiters at the Brevoort, and there at the end, on the right, just past the last tree, our door. Scrape your shoes on the old shoe brush embedded in the concrete. Walk through the green front door, and you might turn left to knock on my Aunt Ruth's apartment, or walk upstairs and knock on mine. And at the turn of the staircase, you might stop and read the heights of two children, mine in red grease pencil, and high above in blue, that of my twin brother, Felix. Patchen Place. The gates locked and painted black. The houses crouched in solitude. The ivy growing, torn down, growing again. The stones cracked and weedy. Not even a borough president would look left on his hurrying way to dinner. Who would ever guess? Behind the gates, the doors, the ivy. Where only a child would look. As you know, that is how magic works. It takes the least likely of us, without foreshadowing, at the hour of its own choosing. It makes a thimble rig of time. And this is exactly how, one Thursday morning, I woke up in another world. Let me start 9 months before it happened, in January, when I was out with Felix to walk Alan's dog. We had locked the green door behind us and were making our way past the ice-covered gates of Patchen Place, while the dog, Lady, sniffed each barren patch of dirt. Cold, cold, cold. The wool collars of our coats were pulled up, and we shared Felix's scarf, wound once around each of our necks, connecting us, my hand in his pocket and his in mine. He was my twin, but not my double. So while he shared my flushed cheeks and bent nose, my red hair and pale complexion, my squinting blue eyes, fox-faced, our Aunt Ruth called us, he was taller, greater, somehow. I had to steady Felix on the ice, but he insisted on going out that night without his cane. It was one of his good nights. I still found him so ridiculous in his new mustache, so thin in his new overcoat. It was our 31st birthday. I said, "It was such a lovely party." Everywhere the shivering hush of a New York winter, the glimpses of high apartments, the shimmer of the frozen streets, the muted glow of restaurants late at night, pyramids of snow at corners hiding trash and coins and keys, the sound of our steps on the sidewalk. "I was thinking," he said, "after I die, I want you to have a birthday party where everyone comes dressed as me." Always thinking of a party. I remember him as bossy and self-righteously moral as a child, the kind who assigned himself as fire captain and forced the rest of the family through ridiculous drills. After our parents' death, however, and especially after he escaped our shared scrawny adolescence, all that ice melted at once. He became almost a convert to the side of fire itself. He grew restless if a day had no great event in store. He planned many of them himself and would throw anyone a party if it meant drinks and costumes. Our Aunt Ruth approved. "Oh, hush," I said.